what's going to happen is that people get kind of sorted out a little bit, so that
and you can go to whichever Earth you.
Well, it's more, yeah. It's, I don't know if it's a can or that you do. It's like magnets. You will go to the Earth that most is the most loving and supportive environment for the kind of person you are, which means there will be other people who will be very compatible with you. It doesn't necessarily in the sense of responsibility, integrity, honesty. Intention, you know, cleanliness of intentions, that kind of thing. You'll still have a huge variety of interests, and you will still have your interests. And spirits that I talk with have different interests. So some are more like Seth as a probability master. He's really good at everything, but he's really good at probabilities, at looking at you know, what's, you know, is this more probable or is this more probable kind of thing, or 86% probability of this and 10% probability of that and 4% probability of the other kind of thing. So different spirits that I talk with have hobbies in a sense, but they're at a pretty high level, and so their hobbies are saving universes or worlds or planets, you know, whole, they work on a pretty large scale of spiritual hobbiness. But for them, it's what they love doing, and it's what they're interested in doing. So different spirits are interested in different things. And so that's one reason why you have so many different people channeling different, you know, talking with different kinds of spirits, because they are, usually they hook up with someone who's compatible with them and kind of vibrates at the same level. Like Jesus once said to me, he said, you know, because I was asking him about, because this one spirit had come through who was like a pirate basically, but not a good one, and I asked him to be kicked out, and I said, what was that all about? And Jesus was saying, well, you can hang out in the pool hall of the souls with the riffraff if you want, because they are there, but you don't have to. So it was a learning experience for me. So basically what will happen is, and what's happening is, people are kind of making the jump to maybe it's a staging ground for it, or maybe it already is the fifth dimension, and they're there already, because they had already gotten themselves to the point where they could, spiritually speaking, make it. And you don't have to be one of those, you know, enlightened masters that can cross your legs and meditate and float off the floor. It's not the level of difficulty is not so high that nobody is going to make it. A large number of people are going to make it. And there are, I just saw recently when doing a reading for someone, there are an enormous amount of people on this earth who are working very hard in their own way, consciously or unconsciously, to help everyone reach that point, reach the ability to make the jump. There actually are only a very small number of people who don't want people to reach that jump. Unfortunately, a lot of that small proportion of people are in high level, like in Hollywood, you know, they can make TV shows and movies and so on that promote, or they, you know, control media that promote the idea of fear and promote the idea that everyone is out for themselves and they're all going to stab you in the back if you just turn your back on them. But that's not actually the truth. And I think it's really, really important for all of us to just remember that. And if we're confronted with fear, as you were saying, you know, which is what that is, it's fear. That small group are choosing to extend fear, then choose love and choose to have a belief in a loving idea about your fellow human beings. Did you have more to say? Or, because it feels like you do, actually. To contribute, not so much as a question, but just something to say. I might have like run over you in my enthusiasm.
I don't know. I have one question that's not really a question. It's not really important. I assume there are, you know. I was just thinking the various afterlives, and it can be whatever you want and stuff like that. I was just thinking, yeah. You know, it's the idea of Valhalla.
Yes.
And it's sort of like, you know, there are battlegrounds in the afterlife. Everyone, like Valhalla, you fight all day and then you party all night.
Right, yeah, with the people you slaughtered.
You quaff away the night. Thinking about that. Because, you know, a lot of times you have these ideas of utopia and there's no conflict, but,
right.
You know, for a lot of people that would be boring, that would be unnatural. It just doesn't fit with, you know, this schema.
Well, certainly when I, long ago, saw my friend's dad drinking beer, that was an eye-opener for me. Because, you know, you have the idea, alcohol, you've been taught alcohol is bad, but no.
How about Jesus and God drinking beer and playing pool?
That's true. And God likes beer. When I channel God, he likes me to drink beer. I do not like beer, but he does do me the favor of making sure it doesn't affect me in the slightest, and I'm a lightweight. So, you know, he gets his beer, and I don't, you know. So, yeah, I've never seen anything like that, but I don't think there would be any rules against it. I think that whatever... it just, you'd have to have the consent of other people to do it.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, and
whoever's in Valhalla would be
the people
would be there because they would want it.
And as you talked about before, in every fantasy world that's been created, everyone who chooses to believe in it makes it a reality on some level, whether that's WoW or whatever. So if you choose to take part in something, you're helping to make it a reality, whether it's on the fifth dimension or not. I mean,
that's very true. If you go watch a movie and you buy into it, you are helping to create the reality that movie is about, and to reinforce the beliefs that the movie was created out of, whether it's fear or love. Which is why I don't go see horror movies. Because generally those are saying evil exists, which it does, and is stronger than good, which I don't believe, and it will always triumph, which I also don't believe. I believe evil has within itself the seeds of its own destruction, that evil collapses space around it, whereas love expands, and eventually evil just snuffs itself out. But that doesn't mean there are people who are natively evil. There are people who choose to do evil acts, and to that extent need to be dealt with accordingly. By smiting, perhaps. Well, any other questions? I'm going to tune in just a bit to see if there's anything else, because it feels like there's like one more thing that needs to be said for this evening's topic. No, just... they're saying wish everyone a pleasant rest of the evening and a good night to all. And a thank you for listening to those who will be listening to this in the future.